Erroneous ideas of the Messiah and his coming. Many who were dwellers at Jerusalem felt drawn to Christ by an irresistible power. The conviction pressed upon them that he was the Son of God. But Satan was ready to suggest doubt. It was generally believed that Christ would be born at Bethlehem, but that after a time he would disappear, and at his second appearance none would know whence he came. Not a few held that the Messiah would have no natural relationship to humanity. While many were thus wavering between doubt and faith, Jesus took up their thoughts, "You know me, and you know where I come from? But I have not come of my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know." RSV. Christ's words were a repetition of the claim he had made in the presence of the Sanhedrin many months before, when he declared himself the Son of God. Among the people many believed on him and said, "When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" The leaders of the Pharisees, watching the course of events, caught the expressions of sympathy among the throng. Hurrying to the chief priests, they laid plans to arrest him when he was alone, for they dared not seize him in the presence of the people. Many who were convinced that Jesus was the Son of God were misled by the false reasoning of the priests and rabbis. These teachers had repeated with great effect the prophecies concerning the Messiah, that he would reign in Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously, that he would have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Then they made contemptuous comparisons between the glory here pictured and the humble appearance of Jesus. Had the people studied the word for themselves, they would not have been misled. Testifies that Christ was to do the very work he did. Chapter 53 sets forth his rejection, and chapter 59 describes the character of the priests and rabbis.